But we are going to lighten things up a little bit because it is Friday. So Tonakele Mganga, EWN sports reporter in studio for us to look at the sports over the weekend. And I think the big one is the SA Rugby announcing that we are the world champions, but we're not going to be involved in the rugby championship.
It's mainly, to be fair, it's not much of a surprise when you consider that when we had gotten together for this domestic season, because we had the Springbok showdown, and there Rassie Erasmus had mentioned that, okay, if we do take part in the rugby championship, we have to meet on October 4th. The team will gather on that day because then we start planning. But there was never the meeting of the Springboks on that day. And today, confirmation coming out that because of their own fears in regards to player welfare, they feel like the team won't be ready for the tournament that starts at the end of this month, because even going to Sydney, they would have needed to leave this weekend in order to observe the 2-week quarantine before playing their first games. So the announcement is not much of a surprise. What will be the concern for a lot of Springbok fans and possibly the players themselves is the fact that they haven't played since November last year when they beat England in that Rugby World Cup final. The next match on the calendar is the series against the British and Irish Lions, which is in June and July. Sure. Within that time, do we kind of possibly ask another team to tour South Africa to play matches with us? But also that comes with its own issues, because you have to remember that Natim Tetwa has told all athletes and all national teams that they can't play any international matches at the moment.
So that's no rugby, no cricket.
There's no cricket, because
at this stage,
Mulefintseki was the Bafana coach. Mulefintseki was the one to actually lift the lid on, because Bafana had played those friendlies against Zambia and Namibia, and a lot of us were going, why those two teams? Because he was going, the COSAFA teams and the only ones that don't have quite as tight restrictions in terms of traveling and quarantining. So it's those sort of things that are going to come into the thinking of a lot of the national teams as they figure out how to live amid the COVID times.
And then local football returning this weekend with the MTN 8 quarterfinals.
Yes. The three tier of the Mamelodi Sundowns coaches, we know Rulani Mugwena, Mangoba
Mnisi. Thing of having three coaches or whatever it is.
And Steve Gompela, who's a senior coach and not an assistant, will finally get a chance to see them in action and see how the new Mamelodi Sundowns looks like without Biso Msimane. They take on Bloemfontein Celtic. There's a little story there, because the last match that Sundowns played last season was a Nedbank Cup final against Celtic. In that game, Tebogo Langerman was named on the bench, but he was technically suspended. The whole issue went to arbitration because Celtic were complaining that how do you name a suspended player on the bench even though he didn't play? Unfortunately, Celtic lost their case. Sundowns were eventually declared the champions and they walked away with the treble. So Celtic would possibly be on the road to revenge with that one. And then Gavin Hunt, we get to see what he's been working on for the past 2 weeks with Kaizer Chiefs. You have to remember that this is the same Kaizer Chiefs team that lost that league within that last 18 minutes, because he hasn't been able to buy any new players.
And then just lastly, very quickly, the organizers of the Vietnam Grand Prix, they've now said it's not happening because of COVID.
COVID is, this week especially, we've seen how sport has constantly had to rejig itself in terms of how they do things. We know there's one team in the Giro d'Italia that's calling for the tournament itself to be stopped because already five teams have been impacted by positive cases. We've seen in football how Cristiano Ronaldo actually got the virus himself. So how does sport continue to kind of live in this bubble where they say they want to play? But ultimately, these are human beings at the end of the day. They can catch the virus at any time. And any time one athlete gets it, it has a knock-on effect on everyone around them. So how sport 5 years from now, 5 months from now, is going to continue is the big mystery, because you have to remember that just because 2020 ends doesn't mean the virus is going away.
Exactly.
So they constantly have to rejig how they do things.
Tolokele Mganga, thank you so much for that. So not too much sports happening. There is soccer this weekend, of course, the MTN 8 quarterfinals, but no rugby championships, unfortunately. So thanks so much for that throw forward to what's happening this weekend and in the sporting world.